This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The USDA has come up with $50 million to purchase surplus potatoes, and that's welcome news for potato growers who are sitting on millions of pounds of excess spuds. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says the coronavirus has created a backlog.
If the pipeline remains clogged up, the economic impact of this pandemic is just going to continue to echo for well over a year.
So how far will $50 million go?
It's a start. I think realistically what we're looking at is for the fresh storage potatoes, we've got to move about $150 million worth of those.
So unfortunately, Quarles says, it's just the first step.
This Section 32 purchase, we want to get that right. And then we've got to go back to Congress for more resources to try to do the rest of this.
But Quarles says the recent potato giveaways were phenomenal.
It's really remarkable that we've got producers who their livelihoods are threatened right now, and the first thought that they have is to get potatoes to the needy. And you know, I think that's pretty remarkable, and that's just a different type of person who will start thinking of others even when you know their backs are really against the wall.
Listen tomorrow for more on this USDA funding and the generosity of Washington potato growers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.